Moshe Kosav Sifrei uParshas Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei. What does Sifrei mean? It means the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. He also wrote the Parsha of Bilam. What do you mean he also wrote the Parsha of Bilam? Parshas Bilam, L'chayra, is Parshas Balak, right? Which is one of the Parshas in the Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosav Sifrei, so Kemuvin included in Sifrei would be the Parsha of Bilam. So the truth is, Kama Kulmus in Ishtabru, to try to explain what this one line means. It's taka very, very mysterious. Now, we know that Parshas Bilam is a very unique Parsha. In fact, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos that Chazal wanted to be Koveya, Parshas Bilam, within the Parsha of Kriyashma, and Pamayim Bahava, every single day, we should say the Parsha of Bilam. It was a Havamina, some say that based on that, there's still an Indian of talking about Zachar, no, Mayatz, right? Could be there's an Indian to always recite the Parsha of Bilam. But again, he's saying there's a Chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Parsha of Bilam. So just one interesting Marum Makim, there's a Sefer called Sefer HaTziyuni. It was written by one of the Rishonim, Reb Menachem Tziyuni. And in Parshas Balak, he writes, Isa b'gemar b'perakam b'da bava basra, Moshe Kosav Sifroi u Parshas Bilam, the Sefer Iyov, Yitoin HaToyen, so Kana Ben Shoyol, Haloi Parshas Bilam b'chlal HaToyrihi, u Machiddush, So what exactly is the Chiddush, says the Sefer HaTziyuni? Eloda, ki ksuvim kan b'koitzer b'inyin Bilam u'b'nevuasai u'li Yisrael l'fisha. The story of Bilam that's mentioned in Parshas Balak is an abridged version of a much longer story that really pertained to Bilam. Now, what's mentioned is the nevuah that he said Li Yisrael, which is appropriate to be in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, stating that the story of Bilam Be'etzem is a much longer story. And that story was once written, says the Sefer HaTziyuni, and the author of that story was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. It's grada not mentioned in the Torah. There's a part of it that's mentioned, the part that Moshe Rabbeinu deemed pertinent to being mentioned. But when we talk about Parshas Bilam, the story of Balak that we have and the story of Bilam that we have is a very, very abridged version of a much longer story.